Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. School shooting in Nashville. American values on the decline. A lineman was sexually assaulted and a Senate staffer stabbed. It's all coming up, and then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, a former student at the Covenant School outside Nashville murdered six people. Reports are 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults, including the principal of the school. It's a small school, only 200 students, preschool to sixth grade. Police received their initial call at 9:13 on Monday morning. 2 officers opened fire on the murderer at 10:27, only 14 minutes later. The murderer is a woman, we're told, which would be the 5th school shooting from a woman. But then, and a few people were thinking along these lines from the beginning, that this person might be transgender. And sure enough, police confirmed the murderer identifies as a man. And don't worry, somehow this will be conservatives' fault. She was just acting in self-defense from all the conservative bigots out there. Something like that. In completely related news, Wall Street Journal survey first asked in 1998 and found that 70% of respondents said patriotism is very important, 70%, and 62% of people said religion is very important. Today, only 38% say patriotism is important, and only 39% say religion is important. Of course, terrible things will happen. Kids are raised to be nihilists. Nothing matters anyway. There's no meaning to life. You shouldn't love your God, your country, only yourself. You're the center of the universe, and all that matters are your feelings. Your feelings in the fleeting moment. That's the poison we feed our kids. Of course, bad things, like school shootings, are going to happen. In 1998, not ancient history, 59% of Americans said having children was important. Today, it's only 30%. Community involvement, very important, dropped from 62% to 27%. But don't worry, the belief that money is very important, that's gone up. A Los Angeles Chargers lineman said he was sexually assaulted by a TSA agent at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, south of LA. He said, "I really just got sexually assaulted by TSA after I asked the gentleman to please stop because I'm uncomfortable." Sebastian Joseph Day said, "Then they told me I was the problem after 3 TSA agents swarmed me. It was unnecessary and dehumanizing." A staffer for Senator Paul was brutally attacked in broad daylight in D.C. this weekend, stabbed multiple times with a knife, survived. In a rare occurrence, an arrest was made. 42-year-old Glenn Neal. What's not surprising was the suspect was released from prison less than 24 hours ago. He served a 12-year sentence for forcing 2 women into prostitution, was released, and less than a day later stabbed one of Rand Paul's staffers. Remember a couple years ago, Rand Paul was attacked by a neighbor when he was mowing his lawn, got 5 broken ribs. But I think he would admit his staffer got it worse. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, according to Texas authorities, about 18,000 folks showed up for Donald Trump's first campaign event on Saturday. Big crowd in Waco that none of his competitors for the Republican nomination could match at this point. Something to keep in mind. The Associated Press covered the speech but failed to mention the crowd size, a significant lapse in reporting. The AP did that because the news agency despises Donald Trump and rarely reports anything positive about him. Instead, the AP heavily implied the former president was inciting violence in his remarks, condemning those arrayed against him. Certainly, Trump is provocative in the extreme, but incitement of violence is an opinion which should have no place in a hard news dispatch. The editors at the Associated Press know that, but don't care. They want all Americans to hate Trump as much as they do, and they do not understand why that's not happening. Even though the AP is widely distributed, it doesn't really matter much anymore what they do regarding Donald Trump. Most Americans understand his upside and his downside, so shading reports against him is largely a waste of time. But the AP people simply cannot stop because they are addicted to the game. And there's no rehab in the world that's going to change that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Glenda Leonard, Mulvane, Kansas. Really enjoy the no spin news. Couple of points. Biden's schedule. He treats the job like a monarchy where the king makes social appearances. It's not like he governs. He's a figurehead only. I agree. He's not governing. He doesn't know what he's saying. Kay Bennett, Huntington Beach, California. Bill, thank you for clarifying the Trump indictment. I'm so disgusted with what the left is getting away with. Also, what are your thoughts about Carrie Lake being vice president? Way, way too inflammatory. Doesn't need that. Trump is inflammatory enough. He needs, like Pence was very sober, okay? He needs a younger person, Trump. Female would be good. Energy, but a good grasp and a good track record. So I'm not going to recommend anybody now. I'm watching it. But Carrie Lake is way too controversial. You don't need that much on a ticket. Sharon on a message board, children not a commodity to be owned by the government. No one but a child's parents should have the right to say what their child should learn and not learn. Well, then you have to homeschool, Sharon. So the way our country works is there are jurisdictions to make decisions. Schooling is local. Your local school board decides the curriculum. Each parent can't decide what the kid is taught or not taught. Now, I sent my kids to private school, a Catholic school, because I didn't like what the agenda was. Even though academically in my area, the public schools are very good, I didn't like the social agenda. So I sent them to Catholic school, and it worked out great. But parents can't make that decision. School boards make it. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 59 years ago, a rock band from the west coast of England dominated the charge on both sides of the Atlantic. By the end of 1964, the group had a record-breaking 10 singles on the Billboard Top 100 chart. Here are the Beatles' hits in just 1 year. I Saw Her Standing There, 200,000 copies sold in the USA. Do You Want to Know a Secret, 500,000 copies sold. P.S. I Love You, 600,000. Please Please Me, 1 million. Twist and Shout, a cover, 1 million. Can't Buy Me Love, 1 million. Love Me Do, 1 million. A Hard Day's Night, 1.2 million records sold in America. She Loves You, great tune, 1.4 million. And I Want to Hold Your Hand, 5 million copies in the USA alone, 12 million worldwide. And that was because the Beatles went and sang that song on the Ed Sullivan Show. And their appearance on Sullivan remains one of the most watched televised events in human history. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 85 million Americans tuned in to see the Fab Four, roughly half of the entire population at the time. Now, if you go back and listen to the 10 singles that were on the Billboard chart in 1 year, which is a record, as I said, they're all pretty good tunes. And they're light. There's no LSD references or no drug stuff. There's no shady things at all. They're just nice pop songs, and kids love them. Even the parents of the kids like the Beatles, unlike Elvis. Kids liked Elvis, and the parents were a little dubious. When the Beatles came along, I remember my folks, I was about 13, 14, when they rolled in. My parents didn't mind them. They thought the haircuts were dopey, but they understood the showbiz aspect of it. So 59 years ago, the Beatles broke the record for most hits in 1 year. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.